Lou Lamoriello is the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Lou, have you? Have you seen anything quite like that?
Well, I think we saw something exceptional transpire, and I think it was highlighted by the second goal. But what we saw, you know, in my opinion, is we saw seven rookies who gave the impression last night anyway in the first game that they've got bright futures.
Well, we were opining earlier, Lou, about you could make the argument that four, five, maybe even more of those rookies were the four or five best players on the ice last night for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I would have to agree with you. I think that they played extremely well. I think the focus was on them also to see what they would do, and they did respond. But remember, that's only one game.
Yeah, I get it. But you know, having now been in Toronto for a year and having watched Toronto for many, many years, one game's plenty for Toronto Maple Leaf fans. You know, we take it. We'll take whatever we can get.
More importantly, Lou, you've dealt with the Toronto media for many, many years, so you know how we like to blow things out of proportion.
You said that, Mike. I did.
By the way, good to talk to you, Lou. But on that point. How do you, obviously, you understand as well as anybody this marketplace, and the fact that you were able to knock the Blue Jays off the front pages of the papers and off the cover pages of the different websites, how do you keep this kid, you know, grounded? He seems to be a grounded kid himself, but I mean, this would be a big story if he played anywhere, but whether it be New Jersey, whether it be Florida, obviously it's not going to have the same impact in those markets that it has in this one in terms of the frenzy that has come up since he scored those four goals. How do you keep this, you know, in a straight line and not get too high and not get too low in terms of Auston Matthews?
Well, first of all, you said it best. He's a very mature individual. His parents and his sisters have, in my opinion, done a tremendous job, you know, with the support that they've given him, also the humility that they've instilled in him despite the success that he's had prior to coming here with the notoriety of potentially being a number one pick. And also watching him interact with his own age group here that we have, I think is extremely positive because he understands, you know, what it's like. And he also has tremendous respect for his teammates, who, by the way, are very talented young players like himself. And the other thing, and I've mentioned this over the last 24 hours several times, the veterans that we have in that locker room, I have tremendous respect for in seeing how they've handled everything and how they've accepted what we've all tried to do. And the most important person is Mike Babcock. And, you know, how he handles situations, how his philosophy is very similar to mine with reference to how important the team is and allowing people to grow as they warrant it, as success comes. I think last night you saw players get ice time because they warrant it, the way they play during a game. Because once that puck drops, you're not a veteran, you're not a rookie. You're playing to win, and that's what has to transpire. The players know what's expected of them, whether they're a veteran or a young player. So I feel very comfortable with the people that we have here, whether it be Brendan, Mike, the support staff, that whatever is awarded and deserving, you get. But you don't get too high, you don't get too low. And, you know, people have to respect that we have the best seat as to what's best for his growth, both on and off the ice. And our other young players. When I say Auston, I'm speaking of Mitch and Willie and Connor and Jack. Go right down the line.
Mike Babcock, you alluded to, made this comment, two comments, actually. He said it was his finest moment with the Maple Leafs by 10 miles. And he went on to say, I've never seen anything like it. Are there any comparables in your memory bank that you've seen, Lou?
No, I haven't. I have to echo Mike's feelings. I haven't seen what transpired last night. And if you look at it, certainly, as we said, that second goal highlighted everything that transpired. But and the other three, to me, shouldn't go unnoticed. The work ethic that Zach and Willie did to allow the result to take place. And I think that's what a mature individual, and that's why this young man is so grounded, is that he respects that, he knows that, he understands that. And for me, the most important part of the evening, other than, you know, certainly what you said, was his comment after the game.
He
wanted to take full responsibility of the overtime goal. That was what his was on his mind. Winning was something that was very and is very important. I think that was as mature a comment at that given time as you could get out of anybody, no matter what age they are.
Well, I'm going to guess that winning to him was more important last night than winning to you is right now. I think, you know, you have a plan. It you understand it's going to take time. These are the cornerstones. These are the first cornerstones of that plan, these kids that you've got, in Matthews and Marner specifically, along with the others. And while winning is nice, and you hope to win often, if not every game, wouldn't you rather have the signs that you saw last night as part of the building blocks that you're trying to put together here?
Well, there's no question. There's a process that was set in place here by Brendan a couple of years ago, and that each and every one of us comfortably and understandably and agreed for long-term success, you have to get a foundation. And that foundation has to be built with different pieces and different parts, and you can't get them all at the same time or they don't grow at the same time. And that's what you're seeing. And there are steps that will sometimes look like they're taken back to go forward, to take a step back, to go three forward. But, Bob, I have to disagree with you. To say that winning is not as important as anything, I'll just hold my comment.
Well, okay, let me put it to you this way, Lou. Would you rather he scored no goals and you won 2-1?
Yes.
Really, huh? Okay. Well, that's the difference between you and me.
No, see, that's the Lou I've known for two decades right there. I will ask you this, Lou. I mean, obviously, your mandate for like I said, we've known each other for a long time, has been winning. Winning is obviously at the top of the mountain. How has it been for you, now that you're starting to see a little bit of the fruition of this rebuild, but for somebody like yourself, it's been a while since you've had to go through this process from the ground up. I mean, there were dips in New Jersey, but obviously you had that core for a long time. How has this process been? How difficult has it been not to win hockey games? And have you enjoyed the process of, you know, wheeling and dealing and getting draft picks in place and going through the draft and going through this whole thing at the expense sometimes of having a team competing for a playoff spot?
Mike, I have enjoyed it. And the reason that I feel extremely comfortable saying that is because of the people that I'm working with here. Mike Babcock and the entire coaching staff, the scouting staff that was put in place, and of course my relationship with Brendan and our minor league with Kyle and Brandon, they're all people who have the same focus and the same direction, unselfishness, to try and, you know, get to a common goal. There's a common target and there's a process that you go through. And the team that you have off the ice, you know, is represented by the team you have on the ice and vice versa. And that's what I've enjoyed, that you have everybody going in the same direction, believing in what's done. And if you don't always agree on everything, and that's positive because that helps progress. If you'd agreed on everything, you wouldn't need each other. But I think the enjoyment has come to see the light that is at the end of the tunnel. But when that will come, no one should get too excited. No one should get down by any means, because if you want to build something that can be sustained for a period of time, you have to have a foundation that can handle anything that, you know, might be a bump or might be something that occurs that it's unfortunate. So that's what's going on. That's what you enjoy, the building end of it. But winning is what it's all about. Don't let anyone kid you. And this process is to win, but not only win, you know, like some situations have happened where it's a one-time thing. Winning can't be a one-time thing. It has to be an every-time thing.
In the absence, I won't argue with you, Lou. But in the absence of winning, though, 4 goals in his first NHL game was pretty good. I'm okay with that.
No one's questioning that. I think you know where I'm coming from.
I do for sure, Lou. It's always our pleasure to have you on. Thanks very much, and we'll talk again soon. I hope.
Thank you, Lou.
My pleasure, Bob, and always good, Mike.
Lou Lamoriello, the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs.